Hi, may I speak to Eddie?
This is him.
Hi, Eddie. My name is Jackie, calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Do I have a few minutes?
I'm driving, but yeah.
We can call you back some other time if you want.
No, it's now fine.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
Are I will be voting.
Is that definitely or probably?
Definitely.
May I ask your age?
38.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them. 50 means that you don't feel either or, and 0 means that you feel very unfavorable. The first one is critical race theory, or CRT.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello?
There you are. All right, what was that question?
Yeah, so from 0 to 100, can you please rate each of the following organizations, people, or ideas that I'll read to you? So the first one is critical race theory. What number would you give them from 0 to 100? I'm sorry. So 100 is very favorable. 50 means somewhat, and 0 very unfavorable towards them.
0.
Your local school board?
0. How do I feel about them?
Yeah, from 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
Probably around 75.
The public charter schools?
Charter schools? 50.
Yes. Yeah. Joe Biden?
0.
Public schools? 0. Hello?
There you are.
Yeah, public schools?
I am almost home. I'll be able to finish answering your question.
I'm sorry?
There you are. What was question?
Yeah, so public schools, how would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Probably, like what kind of job do I think they're doing?
Yeah, how favorable are you towards them from 0 to 100?
Probably 60.
What about public school teachers?
75.
And the American Federation of Teachers?
75.
Donald Trump?
75.
And Black Lives Matter?
0.
0. Okay. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
they're getting better. It's a rapidly growing community, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? So you'll have a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that they're not doing a good job or not at all. So 5 means somewhat, and 10, they're doing a very well job preparing their students. So the first one is understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
Probably a 7.
Okay. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
7.
Develop social skills.
10.
Be ready for higher education like college.
8.
Develop critical thinking skills.
Probably 7.
Thank you. And grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
8.
Okay. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public education?
Probably just about the right amount.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
I have.
How much have you heard, read, or seen about critical race theory? A lot?
Much have I read?
Yeah,
too
how
much.
Much have you heard? Oh, a lot?
Yes.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Could you read that question one more time?
Yes. As you may have heard, critical race theory, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No.
Would you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
How much have you heard, read, or seen about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay, for the following, please tell me if you agree or disagree. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. You agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Is that strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. The first one is adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
Do I agree with it?
Yeah. Do you support or oppose? And is that somewhat
support.
Or strongly?
I support it strongly.
Thank you. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation?
I strongly support it.
Thank you. raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements.
I'm sorry, I did not understand that one.
Yeah, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements.
I somewhat agree with that.
Okay, increasing teachers' pay?
I strongly agree with that.
And removing books from schools' libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Some U.S. citizens have approved a new black studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new black studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
I don't believe in segregation at all, so I'm going to disagree with that.
Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, I'm going to read you now three arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 is not at all convincing argument. So the first one is history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
I would give it an 8.
Okay, thank you. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
I'm going to say probably 2.
Okay, thank you. And last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high in 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted, including LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road starts with the censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic anti-American push to censor books. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this?
I would say probably a 3/4, somewhere around there.
Okay, can you please give me just one number so I can pick the right answer?
I'll stay at 3.
3, okay, thank you. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you whether you agree or disagree with the following. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. You agree or disagree to that?
Strongly agree.
And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm probably in the middle on that one. It depends. I mean, they're open-ended questions, so if they're teaching by the curriculum that is set forth by them, then I'm fine with that. I do believe that they have the options to choose how they do their lessons.
Mm-hmm.
As long
okay.
as they're teaching the curriculum.
Are you somewhat agreeing with that or somewhat disagreeing?
I'm going to say I will somewhat agree with it.
Okay, so these are my last three questions for statistical purposes. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Including college?
Yes, could be college grad or some college. Or
probably two semesters of college.
Okay, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Married.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do.
Which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private, or homeschool?
Public.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Probably moderate.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Probably several times a year.
Okay, for each of the following description, tell me if this applies to you or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you or somebody
Are you
else?
Asking, is that one of us?
Yeah,
Are any
yeah.
of us in the house?
Yeah, correct.
Yes, I wore Christian.
Okay, so you and somebody else in your house?
My whole household.
Okay. Is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Awesome. So this concludes our survey. Thank you for taking the time to help me out. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.